Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What you're about to hear is not for the faint of heart. This is the place that buries its way into your soul and then out through your eardrum. Welcome to The Secret of St. Kilda.
Dad, client.
Perfect. Close the door.
Got the wallet.
Ah, well done. Now show me your best detective work.
Okay. There's a parking ticket for a hospital. A doctor, maybe.
Good thought, but look. Long stay. That says patient. Doctors have permits. And long stay says serious illness.
Right. Gotcha. There's photos.
Photos are good. If you carry them in your pocket, they're important to you. What do you see?
Mum, Dad, and sibling? Oh, and here's just the client and his sister.
Yes, but there's something else.
This one's old?
Cracky names, yes. Old photos are sentimental. You keep them because you can't take new ones.
Oh. No parents, huh?
Aye, a pretty solid guess, Ames. Did you check the backs?
The back? Ooh. P and E Easter. P for Preston.
But we don't know the sister's name.
Oh. I can see a name beginning with E in your past.
Aye, almost. But don't jump too quick to the right answer, eh? Makes the pigeon suspicious.
Jeez, he's not patient, is he?
Americans. Slip it back to him on your way out, Spud. Oh, and Ames. Nice job.
Oh, thank you for seeing me, sir.
You're welcome.
I am most blessed to be making your acquaintance.
And I yours. Young Preston from Louisiana?
Correct. My, you are a wonder.
Oh, sit down, Preston, please. I can feel something weighing heavily upon you.
Oh, yes, indeed, sir. Now, I have a really difficult problem, and I...
Yes, but first...
Oh, yes. Let me just... I appear to have dropped my wallet. Oh, wait. Wrong pocket. Must be nervous. I always keep it on my left.
Thank you. The spirits do not eat, but unfortunately my family need to.
Yes, of course. And a man of your talents deserves fair compensation.
Thank you. I only do what I can. Now, you're awful young to be so far from home, but this is about family.
Yes, it's...
Your sister. She's sick? I'm seeing a name beginning with A. No, wait, E.
Esther. Her name is Esther.
Ah, of course. Now, what can I do for you both?
Well, sir, I'd like you to cure her.
Preston, your sister seems very sick. Her spirit is barely holding on.
I know, sir, and I know I'm asking a lot. But I saw you heal that boy last summer, and I know that Esther has the spiritual strength. Oh, sir, she is a beautiful soul.
That young man had a much less severe sickness. He just needed a little metaphysical guidance. Esther, seems like she needs real medical intervention.
She's had medical intervention. We've been all over, sir. I've seen the best doctors money can buy, but they all say the same thing.
Preston.
We have seen monks and witches and quacks, and you, sir, are my last hope.
I understand.
I cannot stand by. I won't just give up. You must see her. Sir, I will not leave until you agree.
You're a strong man and a good brother. I'm not sure what healing I can provide, but I will see her.
Oh, you will? Thank you, sir. I am honored and so grateful.
I can't wait to meet her. Tomorrow?
Oh, yes, sir. We'll be here bright and early. You won't regret it.
Preston?
Yes, sir?
Not too early, all right? Oh, kid's got it rough. I'm not sure what we can do for you, Esther. God, what are we gonna do now, eh?
So, I started at the present day and worked backwards. My father, his name was Cormac Lockie, wrote a lot about the curse in the early days of my mother's illness.
I remember.
But there's a lot more about soothing the pain than reversing it. I feel like we've got that covered.
You're welcome.
However, my father seems to be stuck the same place I am. He just wrote lots about the burn instead.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
I think it's more an end to the way of life here rather than a literal ending.
Rubbish. So, where did he get to?
Obviously, some of the earlier journals are incomplete or missing. We have nothing from the first follower. But it looks like someone went and ripped parts out. I had Sasha help restore some of the pages we have left here.
Oof, there's not much readable, is there?
No. Maybe it just needs fresh eyes. I've been reading these same passages for years.
That's what we're here for, right, Lockie? Lockie, are you listening?
Andromeda, Cormac's journals. Are there any missing?
No, they're all here. What do you mean?
I'm not sure. It's just... this one just seems short. I mean, I didn't know him, but these other entries are quite long and, wordy.
Yeah, Cormac was a talker.
Aye, but these entries... June 4th, another day, Cassandra still sick. Then there's just nothing until November 24th. Doing what needs to be done.
Well, I mean, Mother was very unwell.
Aye, but come on, I mean, you would have been a toddler then?
So?
So, Niathi, how many photos did you take when Harry started walking?
Oh, thousands upon thousands? Matthias bought so many reels of film, you would have thought we owned a cinema.
There's pictures of the two of you all over this house, Andromeda.
Yeah, taken by my mother, yes.
Yeah, okay, so your dad wasn't a photographer. But still, I can't imagine a new father not filling these pages with his pride and joy. But there's nothing. I mean, when our Amy was born, I remember thinking I had to document every single minute because she was obviously the most beautiful baby ever made.
All right, he was grieving my nearly dead mother, Lockie. You think he knew how to remove the curse and he let her die?
No, that's not what I'm saying, of course not. I mean, I didn't know him, but I just feel like something's missing. You know, your mum was cursed, and so were you, but not him?
He married into it. Not the right blood. Lucky him.
I mean, to be honest, I just can't imagine having a baby with someone knowing they were both gonna die.
Wow! What a wonderfully cheery thought, Sherlock. Thanks for that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know, it must have been hard. On all of you.
Yeah, I think it was. You took trips away when it got too much.
He married your mum anyway, though. That's love, I guess.
That's the duty of Herta, Lachlan. We don't choose it, it chooses us.
Benefits would be all right about this curse business.
But the two are so deeply intertwined. Well, if it hadn't been for your arrival, Lachlan, I would have assumed it was an inescapable part of it.
No? Why is that?
The story goes that Sulisuk became too proud after pushing his brother away and became harsh with humanity. So the children of Herta prayed to Dubrach and they were answered in dreams. Dubrach helped us trap Sulisuk, but when my ancestor looked at what they had done, he became afraid in Sulisuk's sight.
And Sulisuk burned out his eyes.
Oh, Naya, you always take the best bits.
You should do it spookier then.
And henceforth, each member of the line has suffered Sulisuk's wrath. The price of looking upon him all those years ago.
What, so they all just died?
No. See, some of them reached old age because Dubrach taught them some kind of healing.
Oh.
So in this early journal here, I thought it was an object at first, but I think it's a place. The Gaelic is a little confusing. It calls it the Achaine.
The Achaine?
It means the sigh, like as in a rest.
Oh.
Or it could be Aachen with a H. See here, I laid down and in Aachen the spirit looked into me with its eyes and healed me.
Okay, so we just need to find this sigh place.
I wish it was that easy. We need a backbone.
A backbone?
That's what it says. See here, my father wrote it. The backbone holds the key.
What, like metaphorically? Does it mean someone strong and upstanding is hiding it?
That counts me out.
Or is it a beam, like a support?
I wish he'd told me. I've tried lots of interpretations and searched everywhere, but there's nothing. I can't help feeling like it should be in the house, though.
Or it's literal. We need to go to the crypt.
Very funny. You're not to go grave robbing, Niathi. Things I didn't think I'd be saying today. I'll pour a pot and then we can try that stack.
Where are we going to find a backbone?
How many bodies are there in the crypt?
Everyone in the line, as far as I can tell. Andromeda's parents are both there. Ugh. Used to just be this big catacomb full of bones.
Oh, are you afraid of ghosts?
No. Are you?
No. So I guess that means you're coming to the crypt?
I'm not allowed to grave rob. Annie just said so.
You can supervise. I'm not keen to add grave robbing to my list of crimes either, but if the key is down there and it saves Andromeda...
You want to go searching for a magical key to cure Andromeda of the spooky curse?
Oh, when you put it like that, it sounds unreasonable.
You can't just go down to the chantry and start opening graves.
Aye, I guess you're right. We should wait until the rest of the island is asleep.
Are you serious?
No change without sacrifice, Lockie. Come on. We can go home and get you some gloves or something if you're afraid.
We better. I'm not getting possessed.
Who's getting possessed?
Hopefully no one, Annie.
Quite right. Personally, I wouldn't recommend it.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Angie, you retort. Where's my cat food?
Oh, I am sorry. I must be imagining things because clearly you are not speaking to me.
Angelique, I can't do this today.
Oh, the shop is empty. Perhaps I will take a long lunch break and enjoy my literature.
It's not literature if it has a half-naked man on the front, hen.
Speak to me, Father. What is it? You wish to take my confession? Oh, sure, of course. Yes, yes, I must leave to do that.
Angelique.
Yes, Father, yes. I have sinned, but I understand forgiveness can be divine.
Angelique.
Yes, yes. Oh, you naughty boy. She who is blameless does get to throw the first stone.
I just want cat food.
Well, I don't have any, especially for traitors.
Well, can tuner it is then.
I will not sell to you. Good day, au revoir. You know your way out. There's the door. Bye-bye, ciao.
Think of the poor cat. We toast with his grumbly belly all empty. How could you?
Fine. I will sell you this for toast's sake. But I think you should do some apologizing.
For what?
Mary, they took him towards the gap. He didn't deserve that.
No, they didn't. And you don't know what he did.
What I know is that he is our friend.
You didn't see the articles, Angelique. It was awful. You just don't understand.
You're right. I don't understand. But I remember, Mary, some things about you that don't look very good in a paper either.
Not the same.
Either way, you owe it to him to ask. You two were thick like thieves. And now...
I bloody don't. And Matthias told me enough.
Ugh. Your new best friend, Matthias. Embarrassing. Here, take his milk up, okay? Talk to him.
Angie.
Otherwise, the cat, he starves.
You'd never.
I might. Look, if you talk and he's still a bad man, I'll push him off the cliff myself.
Just give me the cat food, you bleeding heart.
Kiss toast for me.
Bloody won't. Doesn't he like you?
Well, isn't it lucky that you do then?
Who's this priest then? He looks stupid.
Oh no, how does he look stupid? He's desperately in love, but devoted to the church. Very devoted. She's a woman with a troubled past, seeking sanctuary in the chapel. Both of them, desperate for something neither can begin.
What? sure how you'd even do that.
Oh, he pushed the pews apart. See?
Oh.
You can have it once I'm finished.
I'll think about it.
By the way, you still have to give me back the last one.
Oh, pish. She who is blameless, yada yada yada.
On days like today, this truly is the end of the world. Nothing but curling waves as far as the eye can see, striking against the golden hillside that shifts underneath the sun's gaze. A warm wind crawls from its hiding place, begins snaking its way across the island. It barely shifts the velvety grasses as it slips by. Despite the churning around you now, there's a moment of calm. Like a stopped clock, this place transcends petty time.
You really don't have anywhere to be.
Relax. Harry won't be done with school until 3:30, and we can't do much until later tonight.
Just a little bit of time. For all the things going on, she is beautiful, huh?
There's something about islands, I think. It's only spring now. You should see this place in summer. It's something else. The sea is so clear, it's like swimming in glass.
I'm jealous of you, you know. Having somebody you love so much.
She'll get to you in time. This place buries its way into your heart until you can't imagine being anywhere else.
What, you'd never leave?
No. What's the world got to offer that Dubrach doesn't provide for me?
Pretty small dating pool, hmm?
And yet again, has he not provided?
Oh, I see. So I'm here for your benefit.
Why else?
Didn't the big man also provide Matthias?
Ouch. No, I'm pretty sure that was Andromeda's dad's doing.
No, aye. He didn't like Matthias either, eh?
Weirdly enough, I thought he did like him. It was just him and his mum. Cormac was his dad, really.
Ah, good enough for a surrogate son, but not good enough for Andromeda.
Wouldn't have mattered. She wasn't interested then either.
I'd almost feel sorry for him if he hadn't tried to lob me into a pit.
No change without sacrifice, Lockie.
I nearly sacrificed my underwear.
Matthias tried, bless him. He wanted to love me, but some things you can't fake.
Aye, tell me about it.
I got tired of pretending to be someone else and decided Harry was the only bit I wanted to keep.
Ah, so you stayed here to keep Dad in the loop?
I stayed because it's where we belong. Besides, look at this garden and our lovely house. Room for one more, too.
Garden full of holes.
It's archaeology, Lockie.
Oh, aye. What, two cans, 6 pennies and a tinfoil hat?
Currently, we're up to 16 cans. Found a thrown away wall mirror yesterday.
Oh, maybe I need to employ the bairn. There's not one in the bothy. Drives me mad.
You'll have to convince him to give it up. He won't give it to just anyone.
He's a smart boy. You know, he could go to a university on the mainland.
There's plenty for him to learn here, and it won't bankrupt us.
You think that'll be enough for him?
His destiny is here. We both know that.
Oh, I wish I'd had a destiny at his age. I might not have ended up the way I did.
I like the way you ended up.
Oh, really?
I need to tell you something. You can't be mad, you have to promise.
Well, I'm not sure I can promise before I know what it is.
You have to promise me!
Hey, get off you with your pokey fingers there. All right, I promise.
I didn't choose to come walk you that night out of nowhere.
Oh, really? Didn't suddenly have a taste for the town convict? Well, colour me surprised.
All right, subtlety isn't my best. But Annie was worried you were going to ditch us all.
Oh, so you're the honeypot, are you? Then what am I? A piece of meat.
You're not mad?
Beautiful woman wants to walk me places? I think I'd be a fool to ask too many questions, don't you? Hey! No, but seriously, I've enjoyed your company. People have got hitched for less. Besides, I think I've grown on you. like a fungus.
I hate to admit it. You're not what I expected. And I think you're meant to be here. I think your destiny is with me.
Not a bad fate, huh?
Not bad at all.
Well, I should get pushed into pits more often. Oi, hey.
Oh, you poor wee thing. Wasted away into nothing. Oh, yes, I know. You're starving to death. Oh, wee babber, I know. Look, just let me in so I can open this. Come on, move. Out the way. Go on. Go on, away with you. I wish I'm opening it. Go on. Oh, so now you're quiet, are you? You're welcome. Oh, toast. It's been a long time, eh? And no time at all. Oh. Can you imagine him all grown up? Grey about the temples? Aye. Too perfect to stick around. I hope he sees us now, eh, pal? Do you think he misses us too? Maybe you more than me, eh? Oh, have I been cruel, Toast? Did I jump too quickly? Oh, you seem to like Lucky fine enough, eh? Yeah, you go. You're right. You're a good judge of character. One more chance. No, you can come next time. This one I have to do by myself.
Hello? Mary?
I'm in here.
All right, let me get my boots off. I'm really glad you're here, actually. I have loads to tell you. I think we're making real breakthroughs with Andromeda.
That's not a social call, son. You need to get in here.
All right. Yes, look, I know you're upset, but I can explain everything.
You certainly do have a lot of explaining to do.
Preston. I thought you went back stateside.
And I thought you were dead. Clearly we have both been deluded.
Did you hit her?
He's got a gun, Lucky.
Yes, I have. Difficult to acquire them around here, I understand, but this one was my daddy's. He taught me well, you know, before he passed, leaving Esther and I to fend for ourselves. So I won't miss. Especially in such a small abode.
Preston, pal. Look, I know you're grieving, but you don't have to do this. This isn't what Esther would want.
You don't get to say her name, you vile snake.
Oh, just give him what he wants, Lockie.
Yes, Lockie. Why don't you tell Sweet? Terribly rude of me, ma'am. But I didn't get your name.
Mary.
Why don't you tell Sweet Mary what I want?
What he wants, I can't give.
Oh, no secrets here. We're old friends, you see, and since you were in his house with your little basket, I'd assume you're friends too.
Oh, she's not anyone. Look, let her go and you and I can talk.
Well, no offense. But you don't look moneyed enough to be a client. He likes them rich and sad. Ready to be sucked dry.
I know. But I've changed, I promise. I'm trying to become a better man.
Oh, really? Mary, tell us the truth. Has Lachlan finally changed?
He's been a good man here.
Oh, you see how she avoided the question? That's one of your tricks. Misdirect. Deny. Half-truths. It doesn't matter. You can see it in her eyes, can't you?
No,
It's okay, Mary. What do you want, Preston?
I would have thought that was evident, Mr. McGregor.
You've said you don't want to kill me, but you didn't bring police to arrest me either. You already have my estate, so it's not about money. I mean, what else is there?
Oh, Lachlan. Lachlan. I want the one thing you never gave me.
I gave you everything.
No, friend. This time, I want the truth.
The Secret of St. Kilda is a Haggis and Dragons production. This episode was created by Michael Ireland and Ross Lavery, written by Naomi Clark and produced by Paddy Gillen. Our production assistant and transcriber was the irreplaceable Chloe Hendry. Sound design was by Tracy Barnett, and the theme was by Shane Rutherford Jones. Today, the narrator was played by the marvellous Alistair Stewart. Lockie was played by the charming Alan Bergen. Andromeda was played by the fearless Maeve de Brun. Niathi was played by the wonderful Michelle Kelly. Wee Mary was played by the cheeky Erica Sanderson. Angelique was played by the fabulous Sam Yao. Preston was played by the upstanding Isandri Oji. Amy was played by the savvy Amina Karoma. And Toast was played by the cat-like Oscar. You can support the show by leaving a review, following us on @TheKilda, or subscribing to our Ko-fi for extra behind-the-scenes goodies and ad-free versions of the show. Thank you, and we'll see you on St. Kilda.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Night has fallen, the moon is full, and we're inviting you to listen to Canada by Night, a podcast where professional improvisers play Vampire the Masquerade. Detective-turned-vampire Everett Fry accidentally becomes the sheriff of New Haven, an experimental town where they're testing if vampires and humans can coexist. Stuck leading a ragtag group of officers, the Bruja bounty hunter Val, the Gangrel news reporter Evangeline, and the Tremere blood witch Doris. Can Everett keep the town running? Or will everyone end up liquidated by the Vampire Council of Canada? Trending on global fiction charts and produced by Dum Dums and Dice, whose podcast Dum Dums and Dragons ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America. Listen now to find out why Canada by Night has been downloaded more than 500,000 times. Canada by Night, its interview with the vampire, if it had all the characters from Parks and Rec in it.